From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama criticized Israel today for publishing plans to build 1,000 new housing units in Jerusalem. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president's comments came in Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim country.
President Obama had just wrapped up a meeting with Indonesia's president, where Israeli-Palestinian negotiations were discussed, when he was asked about Israel's plan for the new housing units. Because he's been traveling, Mr. Obama said, he's not been fully briefed on Israel's intentions, but he said such an expansion is, quote, never helpful.
You know, I'm concerned that we're not seeing each side make the extra effort involved to get a breakthrough.
Peace talks have been stalled by the Palestinians' demand for a freeze on Israeli settlements in territory that could ultimately become a Palestinian state. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Jakarta.
Officials say a U.S. naval aircraft carrier has been dispatched to help an American cruise ship stuck off the coast of Mexico after an engine room fire. The USS Ronald Reagan, which was on a training mission in the Pacific, is now anchored at sea near the disabled Carnival Splendor, just south of San Diego. Helicopters from the carrier have been ferrying food and water to the stricken cruise ship, which has some 3,300 passengers and a crew of 1,200 on board. Tom Ferris is with the U.S. Coast Guard in San Diego.
As of now, the cruise ship is still disabled. Dead in the water. The passengers are being monitored closely. They're in good care and doing very well, considering the circumstances.
Miami-based Carnival Cruise Line says it is trying to get passengers home as quickly as possible. The fire, which took several hours to put out, crippled the Carnival Splendor's propulsion system. A fresh sign of a weak job market, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the government says job openings fell sharply in September.
The Labor Department says employers advertised some 2.9 million jobs at the end of September. That's down more than 5% from August and far below what was reported in December 2007 when the recession began. The figures are compiled in a report known as the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. It shows that on average there were 5 unemployed people for each available job in September. Last Friday, the Labor Department issued a better-than-expected monthly employment report for October. It left the unemployment rate unchanged at 9.6%, but said employers added a modest 151,000 jobs. This latest data suggests employers are still unsure about hiring in large numbers. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Energy giant Chevron is buying natural gas company Atlas Energy in a deal valued at $3.2 billion. That includes debt of just over $1 billion. The purchase marks the company's first move into gas fields in the eastern U.S. Shares of Atlas, which is a major player in Marcellus Shale in western Pennsylvania, rose more than 30% on that news. Stocks continued their downward slide for a second straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 60 points. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points. This is NPR. A Pakistani-born U.S. citizen has entered a plea of not guilty in connection to charges he sought to help al-Qaeda bomb the Washington, D.C. metro system. 34-year-old Farooq Ahmed entered the plea today in U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia, following his arrest last month in a federal sting operation. Federal officials maintain Ahmed plotted with a group of individuals he believed were al-Qaeda members but were actually working undercover. According to court documents, authorities seized a pistol, a shotgun, and 2 rifles from Ahmed's Ashburn, Virginia home. Parliamentary elections in Jordan turned nasty with a shootout in the country's south that killed 1 man and wounded 6 others. Del Gavlak reports from the capital Amman that with the opposition boycott of the election, lawmakers with tribal links and government loyalists are expected to fill the 120-seat legislature and continue King Abdullah's pro-Western policies.
A Jordanian police spokesman says the supporters of 2 rival candidates engaged in a shootout in Emiria, a small southern town. In another incident, police say 30 people wielding knives and axes tried to force voters to cast ballots for their candidate outside a polling station in Madaba, southwest of Amman. The opposition has boycotted the vote to protest what they say is an erosion of parliament's independence. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
San Francisco is expected to become the first major U.S. city to ban fast food restaurants from including toys with children's meals that don't meet nutritional guidelines. The measure passed on a preliminary vote by the city's Board of Supervisors is likely to have the backing it needs to survive an expected veto by Mayor Gavin Newsom. The ordinance would take effect in December of next year, the law requiring fruits or vegetables to be served with each meal that does come with a toy. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support.